And I need to make sure that we control the ball a lot better. You know, we run at probably his worst of the season, which was 58% ball control. We were giving the ball away too easily, and we're playing the game in our, you know, in our own back end, if you like. So we need to make sure that we play the game in the right area of the field, get us kicking, get behind his kicking game, but actually just complete. And we talk about completing to compete, and that's going to be massive in a big game this weekend in the Northern Rail.
Psychologically, have they responded since then? Because it was such a big game and a huge event, and in certain areas maybe didn't turn up in quite the way they would have liked to that one. So what have you seen from them since then?
It took me a while. Yeah, I've got to be totally honest. The weekend just wiped me out, if I'm honest. And the boys went away and recharged the batteries. It couldn't come at a better time for us, the Northern Rail final, because, you know, we was a little bit disappointed of the outcome. But I'm going to say, is that, and I know you make your own luck, but the bounce of the ball didn't go our way. Certainly the decisions never went anywhere near our way. And how we played the game, we didn't give us best chance. So, you know, it had to come, didn't it? Your 15-match losing run had to come to an end at some stage. It came last week. We're not going to Wembley this year, so we know that now. It wasn't in the league. It wasn't against the team in our competition. It was a Super League club. But I tell you what, it hardened us up. Defensively, we were outstanding again. And, you know, there were a couple of controversial tries or decisions that went against us that we possibly felt. But I thought defensively for long periods in that game, because we had a lot to do throughout the game, we were good. And that's what you need in a final. And that's what you need to make sure that you base everything on is your defence. But, you know, you still need to ask the questions and play the ball, you know, in the right areas. And I'm sure that this week that's what we'll do. So, you know, we're coming Monday. The weekend, what a get away, freshen up, relax. Yeah, you're gonna jump back into that day, and you know you're gonna be a little bit disappointed, which was great because you could see it etched on the face after the game. So now Monday comes in, they've got a bit of a smile on the face. Only a little bit. By end of Tuesday, we've got a big smile on his face, and tonight they're going to be buzzing because it's leading up to the final, and something that gives us a quick chance on a big stage to put right.
I was going to say, a good thing then that it is a game of high importance rather than, with great respect, a potentially far easier game, maybe here, where there's the possibility of switching off, possibly. It's a big game here.
Massive game. And they're all, from now to the end of the season, everyone is a big game for us. And it starts this weekend. And you know, credit Lee and Paul Rowley's done a fantastic job with them because they've had their own issues, but it kept them going and it's kept them winning. And they're in the top four. And, you know, they've got people like Stewie Little and Gardner, and both halfbacks are good players. And then they've got Bezic and Parker up front, and Finnegan, and you know, so they've got players that played on the big stage. So I think they've won the competition three times. Have then got to the final on another occasion and got beat. So they've been out of all the competition, they've probably been more than anybody else. So they've got big players, big game players, and so have we. And that's what's going to be fascinating about the game. It's going to be a high quality game in great conditions, and hopefully we'll be looking for a referee that will keep the game rolling, just as I spoke about after last week, that I were hoping for us a Super League referee in a high-quality game. We didn't get that. Hopefully we'll get it this weekend.
So how would you assess it then? Because a lot of the players within their squad have had a lot of experience of playing in this game. They are perennial achievers, I suppose, in getting to this final, Ali. Sheffield's first. Who holds that advantage then?
Oh, let's give it to them. Let's give it to them. We got to a grand final the last 2 years and we lost one to win one and we won the last one, and we know what that feels like. And, you know, we want to repeat that and do it in the Northern Rail. We set ourselves a target at the beginning of the year to get to a final, and we know the feeling of losing, we know the feeling of winning, and I know which one that we want, and I know which one the boys are going to do whatever it takes to get. So, you know, yeah, they've been there, seen it and done it, and we have as well. So that's what's going to be great about it. Both teams are experienced in playing in high-pressure, big games on big stages, and that's what's going to be great about it. And the team that keep the composure, keep relaxed, keep the focus, put a massive smile on your face and enjoy, because that's why we play the game, isn't it? And I'm taking all the pressure off us, and let's go out. Let's showcase what we're about as a group of people, which I think we did last week, but in a different... Let's play with football. Let's play with a smile on our face. Absolutely no pressure on us.
Do you think that it could be a game that would lend itself to that then? If the Eagles are on top, obviously you've got the width here. Lee, Are they a similar type of team? How would you characterise them?
They've got threats, you know. McNelly at the fullback can score tries from anywhere, just like Q can for us. They've got pace on the wings. Maiden, who's played a lot of games with his Pownell, you know, he's going really well. And they've got a real smart kicking game, and I think that Ridiad, whenever Lee play well, he's instrumental on that. The big, the strong, they've got a link with that with Wigan, haven't they? So, you know, they're going to have people like Spencer available to him. So, you know, they're a threat all across the field. And they'll be judging us just exactly the same. They'll have seen what they saw last week, and there'll be areas where they think they can expose. Well, we only got broken once last week, line defence, and that was somebody not reading the situation. And I know that they'll know that we can play with the ball, there's no doubt about that, and we can score tries. But actually, they'll be a little bit more aware that we can defend as well now, and that's the pleasing thing over the last month or so, is that defensively we have raised the bar, and that's key. That is the key for us, is making sure that we raise the bar. And again, express ourselves and ask questions of them. And if we do that, make the right decisions, then, you know, we can have a good day. And we certainly want a good day.
First step on potentially the ladder to the treble then over the course of the next couple of months.
Oh, well, one game at a time. I've only just got over the last one, so let's get this one. Then we've got a big week the week after, obviously. If we can win this, then that's put to bed and it's in the cabinet, if you like. Then we've got to back straight up against Keighley at Don Valley Stadium, then back up. That's on Friday. Then we've got to go Wednesday against Workington here. Then we've got to go to York on the Sunday. So we've got some big games coming up. And, you know, all we can do is keep ticking them off. And the Northern Rail is the most important game this far for us. And once that's put to bed, we'll look at the Keighley game and make that. And then there's seven games to go in the league. And all we can do is keep knocking them down, because it looks like the game against Featherstone is going to be on the Wednesday the 28th of August. That's when we're going to have to rearrange it. And if that comes out, I'm sure that will be a very interesting game, which could be the decider, because I think that if everything goes to plan, that game would be of huge significance to both teams.